The podcast you're about to listen to contains adult language and sexual themes. If you're under 18, please leave now. Please use discretion when listening at work. If you find anything about this podcast offensive, get your panties out of a wad and stop listening. Now, on with the show, bitch.
I'm gonna need someone to help me. Well, hell, here we are again, episode 70. Another even number.
I just had a complete brain fart there. Sorry.
Everything.
It's going to happen a lot this evening, I have a feeling. But I'm stone cold sober. I don't know what I'm doing.
Man, you shouldn't live the gimmick, okay?
Well, give it time, damn it. Give it time. Yeah. That'll change. Well, you can tell by the laugh, the more it gets wheezy.
Yes. You just keep right on drinking that crush or whatever the fuck it is.
No, that's a totally new type of orange canned beer.
Yes. Believe it or not, total fucking change of subject. Not really. All right. My lover procured a 12-pack of hard Mountain Dew, which I found out.
Hard Mountain Dew.
Yes. We found out last year when we went to Myrtle Beach that, hey, these motherfuckers are going by.
Must be where they're heading.
They're getting some hard Mountain Dew. We found out that hard Mountain Dew is a Yankee thing. You would think
it imagine that. You're yanking on something hard.
No. You would think, as goddamn Southern as Mountain Dew is,
we have some goddamn Mountain Dew.
You betcha.
You would think that would like originate in the South and migrate north. The hard Mountain Dew has gone the other way. We have it around
what
here.
What makes it hard?
It is alcohol. They come in a 12-pack, and it's like a variety pack. So you got like three of four different flavors in a 12-pack. So it's like it's Mountain Dew, but it has 5% alcohol. It is.
Oh, 5%.
Yeah.
And they call it hard.
Well, I did find out last year when
that's a Yankee for
she,
you.
she got a couple of 12 packs of it last year before we went to the beach. Well, she was going to drink them. Mm-hmm. So we had them in the refrigerator. Well, we get out of the pool and where we stay there at the Coral Beach, recommend it. It's also where the I almost shit on my shoes story happened.
Remember it well.
People just hang out. You know, you're waist deep in the fucking pool drinking beer. And everybody's just having a good time, listening to music, whatever. Well, she comes, you know, has the cooler, and I had some beer in it, and, you know, she pulls out one of those Mountain Dew, and somebody's like, hey, what's that? You just drink Mountain Dew? She's like, oh, no, this is the alcohol Mountain Dew. What was that?
Huh?
This is no shit. There were people fucking floating over to us with, like, I'll trade you 2 Miller Lights for one of those hard Mountain Dew, and it's like, I got you.
Damn.
Oh, I said her name.
Oh, you did. I didn't even catch that, really.
I'm going to, because there's going to be a, oh, fuck yeah, right there, or something. I got to come up with something else. No hard feelings to ruin Willow, but no. That's getting old. I gotta come up with something else, but I'll edit the fuck out of that. And if I don't, I just said her name. See if you can catch it.
It's about damn time anyway.
Look me up on Facebook, and you won't have a hard time figuring it out.
Pretty damn simple.
But anyway, she got some of that, and this had a new flavor in it. It is the, honestly, they should revoke my fucking hillbilly card because I hate Mountain Dew. I would rather suck a dick than drink a Mountain Dew.
Well, I could make that happen.
However, there is no Mountain Dew here.
No.
And there's evidently no dick here either.
Oh, well, I was going to say, you don't have to worry about the whole Mountain Dew thing. You can just go straight for the cock.
But it's orange. The orange flavor Mountain Dew.
Mine's more like a pina colada. Makina hodahada.
What you said.
Excuse me one moment while I go get some beer.
How about a hard Mountain Dew?
But I tried it, and imagine Orange Crush with a little bit of alcohol in it. That's basically what it is. It's not bad cold. You let it sit there and get warm for 10 or 15 minutes.
Is the alcohol more like, you know, like it's like vodka?
Kind
of. Or is it like a different type of, you know?
No, it's kind of like that. It's not beer at all. But anyway, right. I don't even know why I'm doing a plug for this. They don't fucking sponsor this. If they did, I wouldn't be going to hell. I mean, work tomorrow.
And chances are, once they heard something about you sucking cock instead.
Totally fucking trash that.
Yeah, they'd probably go, I don't think we're going to pay them.
But anyway, Hard Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
If you like Mountain Dew, give it a try.
It's got caffeine in it. Do they have the caffeine-free
Hard Mountain Dew? No.
There's no caffeine. It's just the alcohol.
No. It does. I think it does have caffeine, but it doesn't have any sugar.
No.
So
I don't want the caffeine, though.
Oh.
Remember, I quit that stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm still...
That was back when you were...
Just full of...
You were...
Manless.
That's what's going on with you. That's what's going on with you. You totally went downhill when you gave up fucking nicotine and caffeine.
I did.
You just become a prick.
It was the only thing making me a man.
To be clear, you were a prick before you started. quitting that, but you were a cooler prick. Anyway, this is episode 70 as we digressed 5 minutes. This is Urban Legends is what we're calling this today. And
did we get any interaction at all?
We do have some interaction.
Well, that's good.
But here's the thing.
Because nobody sent me anything to let me know that we got some interaction.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Cue the fucking violin.
I don't have a violin. But you will.
But I do.
Okay. Poor Sam. He sits alone at home in the dark, weeping, jerking the ween, and jerking the ween.
While
shoving a bottle of cold, hard Mountain Dew up his ass.
It was better than the shampoo bottle at a medium pace. We should have explained things a little bit better, and I thought I did on Facebook, but evidently everybody just took a fucking shit on this one.
Automatically.
Well,
paranormal. It's got to be paranormal.
Yeah, everybody was like, Urban Legends.
I was like, I know about the Mothman, or I knew the Jersey Devil, or the...
Some of my man Bigfoot Fowler.
The Big Bird.
You know, all that kind of shit. It's like, no. I said it. I said it could be... a cryptid, or it could be something like Richard Gere with a gerbil up his ass.
Yeah.
High on cocaine.
Yeah.
But somewhere in between, an urban legend to me, and I'm pretty sure pretty close to a definition, would be something that took on a life of its own that was never proven.
Right.
It's like, okay, this person did this, and, you know, it's the whole... tell a fucking, you know, next person.
It just grows and grows.
The story changes so it becomes more fiction than fact.
I had a conversation earlier today at work with someone about that. And I was explaining to her that even it could be somebody that's a hometown legend, a certain person that everybody knew growing up that just had a certain charisma, not even a charisma about him. There was a, what's the word I'm looking for? They were a character.
Yeah.
Yeah. And everybody knew him. And then certain stories start to show up when people talk about these people. And you hear him and you go, that sounds like bullshit. It could be true, but that sounds like bullshit to me. Yeah.
Speaking of smell, when you were explaining this to this person, were they up in your grill going, you make me want to drop that laundry and get after it? Winky, 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 winky.
But no, I said there was a certain person from our hometown growing up, and I explained to her, I was like, this guy's got some stories attached to him that are most likely bullshit, but they kind of make him... legendary.
Give
beyond hometown.
Go ahead and just tease that. Go ahead and give a taste of that. I know what you're talking about.
A taste. This will be for the ones that know this gentleman, especially from our hometown. Probably the only people that would know who this is.
Oh, absolutely.
From hometown.
Absolutely.
It's a gentleman by the name of Dickie Walters.
Quote, the Dickie.
The Dickie.
Nevermore.
Yeah. The Dickie, he was a gentleman who had some issues with...
faculties?
Yes, mental faculties were not quite up to par. Stuttered. I have never seen anybody except on TV who could stutter.
Fuck.
Like this, you
know.
Full five minutes just to get out probably like two sentences. And then you're standing there trying to read between the stutters going, I think I caught that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And God love the guy. He was a sweetheart. He was a super nice guy. Oh, yeah. But he did that. And the stories. Now, I know you've heard some of the stories about him. Mm-hmm. One of the big ones was that he worked for the boats, down around the boat dock area and stuff like that. And people would say that, Dickie was a good sized man. He was strong as an ox. Yeah. He would load up 45, 50 gallon drums of oil into the back of people's vehicles, like trucks, by picking them up with his hands and putting them. And I had heard this from not one, but several older gentlemen that swore up and down this. No, that really is true.
Yes.
That really happened.
Yes.
But then came the other stories.
Yes.
These
are the ones that intrigue me.
These are the ones that got me. I went, oh, come on now. Is that real? Dickie would get paid.
Mm-hmm.
However, with a week, two, maybe even a month back then. Who knows? All I know is that the gentleman got paid. He had money in his pocket. So he jumped on his bicycle.
Yes.
And rode 45 miles to Huntington, West Virginia to visit a cat house.
Yes. And there was pussy there.
Lots of it.
Yes.
But unfortunately, from what I've heard, unfortunately for Mr. Walters, he was run out of several. For the lady said, no, I'm not about to take that thing.
Yes. Not only could he lift a 55-gallon drum, he had a 55-gallon drum for a penis.
That's how he learned how to lift those things, carrying that giant thing around.
The pedal in the bicycle, 45 miles for a piece of ass. Hey.
Yeah.
Bug it. I see. I see.
Yeah. Yeah, but, I could see it. But, you know, that's when you go, okay, this man has taken on a completely different level of legend here.
So in our little slice of the world, he would be an urban legend.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So that is an example of this. And I'm sorry, I cannot help but digress just another minute. Give me just a minute, because you described how he used to talk.
Oh, yeah.
There is a story that I cannot believe I am about to tell.
I apologize. I have to cut in because there was one other thing about Dickie.
Okay.
The sneeze. Did you ever hear him sneeze?
No.
He would wake the fucking dead. I remember vividly. It just came to me. I went, oh my God, you forgot to sneeze. I remember vividly in the car with Mom. She's driving. We get the windows down. We pass by and I went, there's Dickie. Yeah. We were just, he sneezed and I won't even attempt to do it because my neighbors across the way will go, what the fuck is going on over there?
You might dislodge a kidney stone.
He sneezed so fucking loud. I remember it scared the shit out of my mom. She's, oh my God. She swerved a little bit. That son of a bitch. She starts cussing him because he sneezed at the top of his fucking lungs. And it was hilarious.
Oh.
But I apologize.
You're fine. Go on. I did not know that. But when you talked about the way he talked.
Mm-hmm.
This, and there's only literally just three or four people that know this story. Two people were actually witness to the story. I have to be careful about how I tell it. Okay. I am at work. I am doing this particular job where I'm sitting in front of some screens, and I'm doing some stuff.
Yeah, what are you doing?
No. I mean, I'm running.
Oh, there's not porn on the screen. No. Okay,
I'm gotcha. I'm running equipment from this.
You're not. Anyway, you're not messing around with your equipment. Right?
Anyway, there's two guys there off of my crew that are talking to me, and they're just kind of hanging out, fucking around. And there was a contractor who was there to fix a broken door leading into the control room where I'm at, and dude showed up. Didn't say a fucking word to me, started measuring the door, started doing shit, pulling, you know, fucking shit out and all this other stuff. And
dude, you just twisted that into a
warning. No.
Pulling shit out, measuring it.
Let me get through. They're sitting there talking to me. This dude had already been there before they got there. We had not spoke at all. And they're sitting there talking to me and we kind of got quiet. Dude turned around and looked at me And he commenced to talking to me. And he is very, very, and I'm, look, anybody that's listening to this show, get the fact that we try not to be total douchebags. Oh, God. And I'm not doing this, but this motherfucker should have come with a fucking warning label because he went to talk to me and bless his heart.
Oh, no.
It was, he is trying to get it out.
Yeah.
That, and I am no selling this to the degree. The fucked up part of the story is one of these assholes that are in this room is completely out of view of this guy. He's back in a fucking corner where this guy can't see, but I can see him out of the corner of my eye, and he is losing his mind. The other guy is right there in front of everybody, but he's just like looking ahead, his eyes real big, and he is trying so hard not to laugh. The other little prick in the fucking corner is losing it. I'm trying to have a, I am staring this fucker right in the face, trying to catch what he is trying to tell me, and I am no-selling it. And as soon as he got done and walked out of that room, those guys lost it. I got up. I said, get the fuck out. Because they were like, I don't know how you maintain that. I'm like, God. Because I don't know how I did either. But get the fuck out of my house. Go. I live here for the next 12 hours. Get the fuck out of my house. Anyway, I had to fucking say that because of the whole stuttering thing. It has nothing to do with urban legends. But anyway, we rambled on for 16 fucking minutes.
Well, we've wasted enough time.
Anyway,
let's waste more time.
Yes. We will be back with some urban legends from our listeners.
Hey, folks. This is Heather Berry, one of the TNA Pod Kitties. You're listening to the TNA Podcast with Jason Roach and Sam Hall. Don't go anywhere because shit's about to get real.
Well, now that we've gotten Sam a beer, are you drinking Fat Tire?
No, this is a Samuel Adams.
Samuel Adams.
It is a, pardon me, I must put on my spectacles.
That's that highfalutin shit.
It's a Boston lager. It is the, well, there was something supposedly going on with, oh, it's remastered.
Oh.
Right.
Like a record?
I fucking have no clue what the hell this bullshit is all about.
Well, that's that fancy shit.
Seems to taste just like the old one. Just like the original.
I think it's a gimmick. But if you drink enough of them, it'll make you take shit back you never stole.
Anyway, we are back with episode 70. It is Urban Legends. And for those of you who submitted to us, we appreciate you.
We always like those who submit to us.
And for those of you who didn't and they were listening going,
Hey. What? You need to submit to me and stop talking over me when I'm talking sexy to the ladies.
I think you need to drink some more beer and, I don't know, shut the fuck up. For those of you who didn't submit to us, you're listening to this going, it's kind of shitty. Well, it's your goddamn fault.
Have a beer like me and it'll get better.
Probably not.
I doubt it. Yeah.
But anyway, we already know if this show completely fucking sucks, at least listen to it to get to the end. Because we already we already know what the episode is going to be for the next one, and I bet we're going to get a shitload of fucking submissions. But anyway, we do have a submission here from...
oh, by the way, don't tell them to skip to the end, because they might actually skip to the end. It'll be somewhere in the entirety of this
show. It won't be at the end.
Right.
Yeah.
You won't know until it hits you.
Yeah.
Like my penis. You won't really notice.
Great segue. Not noticing penis. Here's Brock.
Hey.
Hey, Sam, Jason, how y'all doing?
Howdy.
This is Brock over here in Texas. Wanted to get you this last week. I got damn flu bug and didn't have a voice, and I barely have one now, so hopefully I'll make it through this.
Is that code for the
clap? I know you're talking about urban legends. Back a few years ago, I went to work for the school district. It was a little basketball school. I was a chief custodian, bus mechanic, a little bit of everything.
Tire salesman.
Everybody kept telling me, well, you ain't a part of this school until you've met Harvey.
Coke dealer.
Oh, no.
The legend was there was a kid in the 50s named Harvey. He was a big basketball player.
Oh.
And he was going to propose to his girlfriend after a basketball game, left the school. to go get the engagement ring.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. Never showed back up. Mm-hmm. The next morning, they found him. He had rolled his truck in a cotton field, and he was, you know, crawled on his hands and knees, bloody, back to the school property and died in the bushes. You know, it was the same shit you hear everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, of course, I'm just like, whatever, I don't believe this crap. Uh-oh. So one morning, I was working for school about a year and a half. Going through the school, I'm unlocking everything. It's about 5:30 in the morning. I get down to the gym, and I hear somebody playing basketball. I'm like, who the hell's playing basketball at 5:30 in the morning, right? Open the gym door, turn on the lights, and this damn basketball's just bouncing across the court, and ain't nobody there.
Okay.
I'm like, well, that's damn strange. What the hell? Yeah. So I pick up the ball and I go and I noticed it was an older basketball, but I thought, well, maybe they got an older ball. So I locked it up in the locker room and kind of like cage me. Keep all the basketballs. Mm-hmm. Well, the head coach comes in. He ran a bus route too, and we're sitting there drinking coffee. I said, by the way, you forgot to put all your balls up last night. I found one in the gym.
Been there.
He said, no. I said, yeah, I put it in there. I said, it's one of them old ones. He said, let's go look. We open up that cage, and all the basketballs are brand new. There's no old basketballs in there. I'm like, what the hell? And about that time, we hear somebody dribbling a ball in the gym. So Coach and I both go out there, turn on the light, and here's that ball just bouncing down the court. Nobody in the gym. So Coach grabs the ball, and he goes and locks it in his office in a file cabinet. We went ran our bus routes. Got back from our bus routes. I go into his office and he says, let's go find out whose damn basketball this is. He opened that locked file cabinet that he's the only one had a key to, and there was no basketball. I don't believe in a lot of the ghost stuff, but that one, I'm a firm believer in Harvey. Scared the shit out of me. You guys have a good one, and I can't wait to hear all the good dirty stories.
I'm sitting here waiting for a punchline.
Yeah.
It was set up. Like a joke. I was like, yeah. Well, what's going on here?
But
what's going on here?
And I'm not even gonna split hairs here and be like, well, we had ghost stories, but an urban legend, again, is something that never necessarily got proven. Mm-hmm. That got proven.
That's kind of like a local thing too. Yeah, it's not well known.
Yeah, but again, like Dickie.
Yeah.
But this is so different.
Yeah.
But he actually witnessed a supernatural event. That's the only other way to describe it. Very eerie.
Now,
seeing the ball bouncing by itself, nobody around.
Yeah.
That's one thing.
Well, now, would you just walked and went, huh, that's peculiar, and walked over and picked up the ball?
And then I'd have been like,
well, fuck this.
I feel like I'm being possessed.
I'd have been like, fucking kids are walking to school today. I'm out of here.
And there's another thing. What kind of fucking school is this? The fucking basketball coach. He's got a bus route. I'm a janitor. I got a bus route.
We're in there drinking coffee. Wink, wink,
wink, wink. Yeah. But nah, man, that's fucked up.
Yeah. Not seeing something like that once, and then it happening again, and then the ball getting locked up, and then just up and fucking disappearing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That right there is. That's one of those things you really just can't sit down and go, oh, well, hell. It was air pressure built up in the gymnasium when the doors were opened up, and that's what caused the ball to just suddenly bounce up and down.
Yeah, yeah,
you know, yeah. And the ball disappearing. Well, that was just a practical joke by the other bus driver / janitor / teacher.
Tire salesman.
Coke dealer.
Well, thanks, Brock. We appreciate you. Again, not necessarily an urban legend, but it is for you because it is in your neck of the woods.
Well, why don't you just fucking tell him how stupid he is while you're at it?
No. Hey. Brock, we love you, man. We appreciate you.
Howdy.
But, doesn't matter. We digress off of shit all the time. When we have these subjects, they're kind of loose. You know what I mean? we had sex and senility, and I don't know. We ended up talking about pussy torture. And
it wasn't really down the alley we were heading.
And then talking about being tracked while one is getting their pussy tortured. Mm. And that could lead into
something else.
Something else. Maybe a new product.
Possibly.
Gents, have you ever had an orgasm so intense that you pulled a hammy while giving your partner a gummy tummy?
Ladies, have you ever slipped a disc in the cab of a semi while getting jackknifed, also known as getting chazzed?
Growing older while attempting to have relations like you did in your youth can lead to catastrophe or just embarrassing naked situations. Wish there was a way to receive discreet help at your fingertips once you remove them from whatever orifice they may currently be inhabiting?
Well, sluts, the old farts here at TNA Research and Development Sector have outdone themselves yet again, putting aside their daily twattery and using their minds for something other than creating objects for self-induced orgasms or fecal containment clothing. Jason and Sam proudly present their latest invention, the TNA Fuck Alert Bracelet.
With just a push of the button, assistance will be on its way to your location, and our under-trained staff will do anything to fix your carnal conundrum, or join in for a $50 tip.
The Fuck Alert Bracelet can be used anytime, anywhere, just like your holes. For example, in the bedroom.
Help! Daddy got mad and now I have a butt plug stuck up my ass. Send help.
At the office.
Help! We've butt fucked and the condom fell off in her ass!
Even on the go.
Help! We've fucking in the back seat of our car and dislocated our hips.
Yes. No more fumbling around after coitus, trying to quietly repair those fornication follies. Just lie back, hit the alarm, and await for your sinful salvation. No accident is too difficult for us to rectify, apart from bats. We don't fuck around with bats.
And coming soon, more new helpful products, such as the Jerk Alert Fleshlight Beacon,
the Shart Alert Underwear Sensor,
the Glory Hole Alert Squeeze Whistle, for when you're too worn out to blow the whistle.
And the Bukkake Alert Pearl Necklace.
So don't delay. Get your Fuck Alert Bracelet today. Call now, you whores.
Get a 10% discount when you promise many of your future accidents will involve me. Mm.
Well, we probably ought to hurry up and get this show over because I think the phone's going to start ringing. Oh, shit. That was fun.
It won't be me making a call, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah.
you might see something flashing.
I got my shoulder all locked up.
All right. Back to urban legends. This is from Heather because she told us. She didn't tell us it had to be anonymous. And why would you have to be anonymous about an urban legend?
Who knows?
Unless it involves a gerbil in your ass. Sam's ass.
Okay. I was going to say, we're not going to keep that anonymous, obviously, I guess, now that you've let the gerbil out of the ass.
Just don't eat a lot of chocolate before you let him in. Ooh, there.
No.
This is from Heather. When I was a kid, I was always told that Dead Man's Curve going out towards Leon. Uh-huh. That's how we talk here in Appalachia.
Going out towards Leon.
River.
Hold on a second.
Is that rain?
Hammer in the fucking rain.
Holy
now.
Shit. Let's go watch.
I was going to say, it ain't my diaper getting wrung out.
Hey, you're listening to the TNA podcast, motherfuckers. This is Sean from Texas. Peace out.
Well, fuck, that was a nice little rain shower that lasted exactly 10 seconds.
And now for the next 10 minutes, two old men will discuss the weather.
Nope, I'm tired of it. God damn it, I want to mow my yard.
It's fucking raining. We just discussed it.
I wouldn't even bitch, but the fucking rain can suck my balls because my yard, thank you very much, with my brand new goddamn mower, has looked like a fucking golf course. But now, because of the perils of my goddamn employment that makes me fucking work day shift, then midnights with a 24-hour turnaround, hey, fuck you! I cannot fucking mow my grass. And the three people that are around me, even the fucking people who never mow their fucking yard, they all mowed their yard yesterday. When I got home,
so now you're feeling bad about
when
your
I got home
nasty
from,
ass yep, looking yard.
When I got home from work at almost 8 p.m., I'm like, are you fucking shitting me? Now my yard looks like shit and everybody else's looks good. So,
oh, you poor old person, you.
Okay, fuck off. But anyway, we went from talking about the weather to talking about mowing grass. So this is from Heather. Again, we will do this again. Okay. When I was a kid, I was always told that Dead Man's Curve going out towards Lane got its name because of a bad car wreck there. And that if you go through there on certain nights that it is storming, you can look up in the treetops and you can see a man's head.
Oh,
whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Where's his ass?
She said, sounds stupid now, but when I was a kid, I totally believed it and was always looking going through there. Okay.
I'll tell you what. Hold on 1 second.
Boy, I wish
here
I,
we go.
I wish I.
With the Flemmy.
Wish I bought them mute buttons. Go
oh,
ahead.
Oh, yeah. We need them. I need them. Anyway, yeah, I remember that. I remember that old story. I never knew where it originated. I never knew the whole backstory to that one. Never heard it. Did you ever hear it?
I never heard that, but my remember the story about pets that I had to digress on, mm-hmm. and we talked about that my cousin had sent a submission about they had an alligator and they had a fucking snake and all this other shit. My uncle actually lived right past Dead Man's Curve going towards Leon.
Uh-huh.
Probably after you straightened out of Dead Man's Curve, maybe half a mile, three quarters of a mile. So we went, when we would go to visit my uncle, we would always go around that. And my dad's like, every time it was like, I'm in the back seat. And my dad's like, I'm going to run this kiss your ass curve.
Yeah, kiss your ass curve.
Yeah, you went all the way around to kiss your ass before you got through the curve.
Yeah. And that's curves like that. I don't really remember too many talking about, you know, Dead Man's Curve. It always became kiss your ass curve.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But Dead Man's Curve, that is, and that's not the name of the road. The
yeah.
road is Route 62.
Right.
But it is just a beginning part of it. It is a pretty rough curve.
It is.
You were
pretty
not,
damn nasty.
Yeah, if you were not from around
it.
Here. Yeah,
yeah, you're fucked.
Yeah, if you go flying around that bitch, you ain't going to go very far.
Mm-mm.
So I could totally see where there were probably some accidents that happened there and possibly somebody dying. Never heard about the whole tree head thing.
No, still wondering where his ass is at.
Yeah.
You find a head.
Maybe
his ass has got to be around there somewhere.
Maybe he needs one of them fuck alerts. Because his head's stuck in his ass in a tree. All right. We got a new one here. This is a new listener, but a new contributor. And she didn't tell me that I had to leave her anonymous. So I'm going to let this play
because
I don't know. I want it to be organic.
Right.
I don't know if she mentions her name in here, but I will let it fly and we'll see what this is.
Hey, everybody. My name is Kim.
Well, there you go.
My understanding is this week's topic is urban legend stories. Mm-hmm. I don't have a story about myself per se, mm-hmm. but I do have a funny story about my son. When he was a young teen, I used to, you know, tell him things to try to steer him away from the girls.
Uh-oh.
While trying to be a little funny, you know.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. Well,
they all have dicks.
I told him that girls had teeth in their private areas.
Ooh. Ooh.
What just so happened, I looked up urban legends.
And oh,
boy. There was such a thing as something called vagina dentata, Latin for tooth vagina.
Holy!
It's a folktale tradition in which a woman's vagina is said to have or contain teeth.
Oh, my God.
With the associated implication that sexual intercourse might result in injury.
Mm.
Oh, my God. Mm. I thought that was the most hilarious thing that I have ever heard. Especially the fact that I had already told him that they had teeth.
Well, thank you, Kim.
Okay.
She's a Southern Belle. She can call back and read the phone book.
Oh, fuck yeah.
It'd be great.
Tell me about them vaginas with teeth in it.
That vertical smile had some pearly whites.
Only ones I ever met were gummies.
Good call. Good call. Oh, shit.
You ever had one with teeth in it before?
Boy, I didn't think this was where this was going. No. I believe that would have been story number one from the TNA podcast. Oh, my goodness. Sometimes you shouldn't just open your messenger.
Oh, okay.
Thanks, Trisha. anyway, we got some more submissions. We'll get to them here in just a little bit. I think what we should do is kind of maybe go along with what we intended the subject to be.
Mm-hmm.
There is a site that is called the site's not called it, but these are the most ridiculous urban legends. And this is the kind of shit. And it's some of this stuff is fucked up, but
we'll see how many of them that we've heard of, and hopefully everybody else maybe has too.
And some of them are just stupid.
Oh yeah.
But like, okay, I'm scrolling down through here and it's like New York City's sewer system is infested with alligators. That's an urban legend. Is it?
Well,
I remember a movie.
Right. Oh, yeah. Alligator was the name of the movie.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's okay. It's totally plausible.
And that's what I'm thinking of. I mean, it's New York, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
So, I mean, God knows what you're going to find down there.
Fucking Yankees up there, they do all kinds of crazy shit. that fucking alligator's down there fucking snorting rails and all kinds of shit. He's like, hey, I want my money, bitch. Round.
That wouldn't surprise me one bit, actually. I mean, where did it come from? I mean, it had to have come from somewhere. Why would somebody just suddenly go, hey, it's infested with the alligators down here? Well, something happened. Somebody saw something and started it. I mean, maybe there actually was one down there that somebody had as a pet. I'm going to chuck it in there and see what happens.
And back to the story about my cousin, about my uncle, and they had the pet store, and they had, I saw this alligator with my own eyes. It wasn't like something made up, but this motherfucker wasn't going down a toilet unless it was Andre the Giant's fucking toilet, because they had had it. But when they got the alligators at the pet store, they were baby alligators. So, I mean, they were literally
little tiny things.
Yeah, like maybe 4 or 5 inches long, which is huge. But
don't be condescending to me now.
But if you had one and you flushed it, it's in a water source.
Mm-hmm.
If it made it through the pipes, which if it was small, it would. Made it through the pipes, made it into, and you know, you were on a public sewer system. You weren't, it wasn't a septic tank or anything like that.
It would grow. It'd be a corn fed alligator.
Anyway, that's plausible. And I know you're looking too, but I'm skipping ahead here. Rice thrown at weddings kill birds, and seagulls explode after eating Alka-Seltzer.
Yeah, the Alka-Seltzer. I really remember the Alka-Seltzer.
When I was a kid, I wanted to see that.
Yeah,
I wanted
cruel bastard.
Now I'm just like, no, I don't want to fucking do that. I don't, you know,
God, I was a sick little bastard back then, birds fucking explode.
Shit, we're hanging out on the beach. Let's go get some Alka-Seltzer. See if we can make these cocksuckers explode.
God, what a bunch of douchebags! But the whole rice thing, I've heard that and I believe it. Not because I've seen it necessarily, but I mean, again, it's plausible because you have rice. If birds eat it, birds have very small stomachs.
Mm.
That rice expands. It gets stuck in their fucking stomach, whatever. Can't shit it out.
They won't be able to shit it out.
Yeah. They'll be like Sam. But if they were like me, they'd have absolutely no problem whatsoever it out.
None whatsoever.
Hey, got a new protein bar.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's made of rice?
15 grams of fucking protein.
Uh-huh.
7 grams of fiber.
Uh-huh. That protein ain't in your system for very long, is it?
Nope, because I'm shitting a log cabin.
Here's a good one for you. Sperm burglars or pudding surprise.
Oh, my God. What?
Yeah,
what?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, it says, pardon me, I am just, I got to clear the throat a lot. Maybe I've had some pudding surprise earlier and didn't realize. For decades, the movies have depicted criminals who rob jewelry stores and all shit like that. But where's all the sperm burglars?
Oh, my God.
So in this story, a couple of thieves bust into a local sperm bank.
Uh-oh.
There is a commercial out there. I've actually seen this commercial short that's got to do with this. Without knowing it's a sperm bank. And what do they find? A bowl of pudding. Suddenly, they found themselves to be quite hungry and decide, hey, that looks tasty. And, you know, considering they just chuck all the fucking thought process out the window, they gobble it up and, like it's a manly milkshake. So yeah, there's that one that, that supposedly had happened. These guys didn't realize it.
There is no way. There's no way.
I don't know.
There's one here that, and I can't believe nobody else.
It's like a sperm sorbet. Jizz gelato. Oh shit, stop me. I'm gonna keep going.
Coming soon, TNA ice cream.
the wonderful TNA flavors.
Ice cream truck.
Yeah, we got all the flavors you want.
Oh my God.
Oh Lord, I'm working on it as we speak.
Get to writing. This is one I can't believe nobody said, because this is almost up there with the Richard Gere with the gerbil in the ass.
I just happened to scroll up on that one.
Yeah, there you okay. go. The guy goes into a bar for a drink and offers to buy one for the pretty lady next to him.
Uh-huh.
The last thing he remembers is taking a sip and blacking out. When he awakes, he is in a hotel bathtub covered in ice, there is a scar on his side because his kidney
is missing.
Was stolen.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
That has to be, that's one of those ones that has to be somewhat
plausible.
Well, I mean, it's totally plausible, but somewhat, it had to have happened. It had to have happened somewhere, but...
Somebody didn't want to reveal the actual truth of the story.
Well, maybe, or the location.
Uh-huh. He was in Thailand with some ladyboys.
Got chained up.
Hey, no, but no, it was totally a woman. Hot woman, too.
She didn't have no dick. She stole my kidney, look.
Oh, my God.
I got one.
All right.
I bet you remember this one. A lot of people will. Rod Stewart getting his stomach pumped because it was full of semen.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I don't know where the hell that one came from, but I remember it. God, how old were we when that one really started? I really don't know when that started, but I remember that for the longest time. Let me see. Oh, boy. Came upon one right there that was, I'll save it for last. Scrotum self-repair. Oh, I got to read this one, dude.
I have something over here. This is what this has turned into. It's like a one-up thing.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, you ready for this one?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going verbatim on this, baby.
Okay.
Speaking of the medical world, there once lived a man who took a do-it-yourself approach when fixing his mangled coin purse.
In Nantucket.
Mm-hmm. In a devastating yet documented case of masturbation gone wrong, a worker found himself missing a left testicle while using the canvas drive belt of running machinery where he worked.
Oh, my God!
Okay. You know, I'm totally on board with this.
Spit on it first.
I'm about to learn from his mistakes. He then proceeded to naturally staple his scrotum shut, hoping that perhaps science and logic wouldn't swoop in to make everything worse. Unfortunately, the man's scrotum transformed into a bowling ball, forcing him to visit the doctor's office to admit his masturbatory fail.
Oh, my God. That's just, are you still interested?
Here's the thing. I watched
What?
Motherfucker, I got this saved. I watched a little short recently. It was a nurse. A woman talked about a gentleman coming in, and older gentleman said he was nice as all get out, and he said he had a problem with his testicles where he had shaved.
Mm-mm.
He'd been manscaping.
With a straight razor?
He cut himself down there at some point, somehow.
Or with a brush hog?
Well, it may as well have been, because she said that once she got to feeling around up in there, that she realized that she was holding what she thought was pretty much something close to a basketball because of the swelling.
Oh, my God.
And she could feel his testicles moving around. But then she realized something's not quite right. Upon looking underneath the gown, she noticed some wriggling.
Oh, fuck, dude.
And then looked to the floor beside the table where more wriggling had been taking place. It had become infected with maggots.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So not only was it swollen and infected, but also he had not taken care of it properly.
Okay. 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 Okay.
And this was supposedly a true story.
You know what I'm doing. I'm getting over here to the stop button.
And for what reason?
Because
this has been a PSA for gentlemen to be careful when landscaping.
Hello and welcome to the TNA podcast. This is Trisha. Come and play with Jason and Sam so they don't have to play with each other.
Well, now that I have...
Is your story going to top that one?
Well, you're talking about that, and I'm just like, that took a turn.
No, did it not?
Yeah. But not to top that, but I have visited a fucking page called A Complete History of Gerbiling so far.
Okay. Gerbiling.
Yes. For those of you who don't know,
feeling where this is going.
For those of you who don't know.
Yep, I know where it's going.
What gerbiling is, I referenced the whole fucking thing about
Mr.
Richard Gere. Because that's how it fucking started. That's how most people heard about it.
Yeah.
There's more things involved in this. It was the whole, you know, sticking a fucking gerbil up your ass because it's a sex thing. But
how did it get started with Richard Gere and stick?
Well,
you know what I mean? There had to be somebody going, I heard Arnold Schwarzenegger had gerbils up his ass, blah, blah. But for some reason, it stuck to Richard Gere.
Oh, God. Okay. I'm reading this stuff. And I mean, I can't read the entire history of gerbiling so far because it's pretty long.
Oh, really?
That's scary itself.
It's an epic saga.
I'm going through here and just picking out stuff. In 1990, a piece titled The Trouble with Gerbils ran in an LGBT publication, The Advocate. Mm-hmm. In it, media critic Catherine Skeet mentions a TV weatherman from Wichita, Rick Segal.
What was her last name?
Seep.
Seep. For some reason, I don't know the way. I think I started to phase out there. I thought you said Skeet.
Well, I would thought Seep.
My mind is not right here.
TV weatherman from Wichita, Rick Segal, who was pressured into resigning from his job because of gerbiling rumors. Mm-hmm. Scant.
Oh, okay.
Scant consolation. Shit. To Segal, but he wasn't the first newscaster to be so afflicted. In the early 80s, as recounted here, a Philadelphia KYW.
Oh, imagine that.
KY. Uh-huh. Newscaster named Jerry Pinacoli suffered career damage after a rumor started that he had visited a local emergency room to have a gerbil removed from his colon. Mm. What I heard was it was high on cocaine. So it gets even better, you know. But you have the most notorious supposed gerbiler in the history of gerbiling, the one whose very name you've anticipated from the start of this, Richard Gere.
Richard Gere. Was he high on cocaine? Riding that train. High on cocaine.
Speaking of the, did you hear that? Trisha?
I was waiting for you to do.
Did you hear that, Trisha? It's the Grateful Dead. Richard Gere. Speaking of the Angel City, William Faulkner once described it with the following disdain: "Hollywood is a place where a man can get stabbed in the back while climbing a ladder,
and in the ass. Wow!
And it doesn't matter that at the height of Gere's hot glory, someone decided to whip out the gerbil and stick it up his ass.
In a hot glory hole, probably.
The story, as far as we know, that's all it was, a rumor, a myth, went something like this. Sometime in the 80s, Gere was admitted to the emergency room in an L.A. hospital because a gerbil had gotten trapped in his rectum. Rectum hell damn near killed him. The gerbil was successfully removed, and Gere went on to star in his most successful film to date, An Officer and a Gerbil.
And a gentleman.
Triumph. But that's not to say that the gerbil did not leave a significant mark. So,
who adopted the gerbil? I mean, I
got him a little leash.
And he put that somebody on eBay and sell it for a mint.
We sent him through rehab for his drug problem.
But
it's an affliction.
Yes. But I hate to even go here, but it started out, there were several examples of this about newscasters.
Yeah. So,
anyone who is local to us, and I'm going to dance around this, I'm not even going to use the guy's name, Sam. I don't want to have to fucking edit this any more than I already have to. So there is a local weatherman who is local to this area. He has been a weatherman on this station for at least 25, 30 years.
It's been a long damn time.
30 years minimum. And funny thing is, when I worked at the radio station, I would talk to this guy on a daily because he would actually call in, and it would never fucking fail. And I can't do this without really saying his name or not saying his name, but anyway, he would call at the most fucking inopportune time. And you would have to drop whatever you were doing, go into the production room, and record him giving a 30-second weather spot because they had fucking commissioned him to do this. So you would be trying to fix something, or there's a bunch of shit going on, and all of a sudden the phone rings, and you're like, what? Hey, blanky blank calling from WSA. And it's like, oh, fuck. So you got to go in, record him doing the weather, blah, 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 blah. But anyway,
time he pissed you off, did you sit during that gerbil loving
motherfucker? No, that's what I was getting ready to say. That was around circa 1991, 92.
Oh, that was before it all really started.
That had not become a thing. Okay. Oh, yeah. Because trust me, at that age, I was still like 19, 20 years old. It would have been at the forefront of my mind every time I'm talking to this fucker going,
you got a gerbil up your ass?
Mm, you sound like it.
You want to tell me about it? Do you call him Sparky?
But anyway, it morphed out of that. So looking at this, in the 80s, there were supposedly news anchors and weathermen in different markets, Chicago, Philadelphia, Los Angeles, that the story happened. So now it is really funny looking at it as an urban legend that somebody local to here, that story just happened to happen.
Yeah.
He's a very nice guy. Mm-hmm. I have talked to him several times. Very nice guy. He does have a certain personality about him that is easy to poke fun at and to somewhat dislike.
He's a bit of a Magoo.
Yeah. So he's an easy target.
Yeah.
To say, exactly. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then you have the people going, well, that's totally believable. You know.
Really?
Yeah. Another urban legend.
They speak from experience.
Another urban legend would be like, Jason shits on the regular without being on a toilet.
And has never, ever ruined a pair of pants.
Again, this
complete
is all
urban legend.
This is all conjecture. There is no real proof. I'm pretty sure. Although my lover may say different because she washes.
There have been witnesses.
She washes my clothes. Ooh, had a bad day at work today, didn't you? We got one last one here. This is from Clint. I asked Clint, I'm like, hey, because he sends me shit all the time on Facebook, usually wrestling related.
Uh-huh.
But I'm like, hey, man, you got any urban legends? And he actually, I'm going to read what he wrote. He wrote back and said, well, we have skinwalkers here in Utah.
Ooh, skinwalkers. Now we're talking.
No, not like vagina skin.
Oh, I'm thinking like shirts and skins, you know. Oh, I thought walking you were around without the shirt on. Yeah, skinwalkers.
You, I thought you were thinking foreskin. But anyway.
That too now. Thanks.
Actually, have a few people in Utah that I've met that are Navajo that won't go to certain places. There is also the Bear Lake Monster. Bear as in B-E-A-R. Air.
Say that again. B-E-A-R.
B-E-A-R.
Your favorite type of bear? The hairy one. The hirsute gentleman of the night.
That you can find on growler.com. The Bear Lake Monster. And there is a creepy ass daycare in downtown Salt Lake that nobody has seen kids outside before, and the windows are blocked. So he was nice enough to actually send me an article about this place.
Is that just for emo kids or something?
I don't. It looks pretty run down.
Little kids and little vampire bastards running around.
Little spooky. Oh, wait a minute. The Fun Times Kids Care.
The Fun Times Kids Care.
Fun Time Kids Care. Kids with a Z.
Oh, that's where they get you.
Located a few blocks north of the Salt Lake Community College, South City Campus. I don't give a shit. It gives the goddamn street address. But anyway, is a day glow green building. Yes, it is.
Green.
With purple doors.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Oh, it looks like Barney just took a shit.
Ooh. Tell me more.
Off-putting look has prompted conspiracy theory since 2015, even inspiring a 2016 Vice article that explored has explored claims that the site being a CIA black site, a drug front, or an organ harvesting operation.
Well, when it comes to Vice, I would think the organ harvesting
is
a tongue-in-cheek way of saying something else.
Well, you know. According to records obtained from child care licensing at the Utah Department of Health, Fun Time Kids Care is a functioning daycare facility and nothing else.
But it's in Utah.
Simon,
it was ran by them Mormons.
Simon Boulevard, a
Boulevard. I bet he's a Mormon. I'm stuck on the word now. I don't know. I don't care. I don't care. I'm stuck on the word.
He has many wives. You think he gets bitched at?
Listen. Mormon. It rolls off the tongue.
Here's another one.
Down your chin.
Here's another thing.
Onto your titties.
Here's another thing that rolls off your tongue. Shut up! A supervisor for the child care licensing said that the daycare has been recognized by the UDOH since May of 2013. An inspection of the facility on October 1st yielded no red flags.
Really?
No red flags because there's no fucking kids here. We do a very comprehensive inspection, and there were no public findings.
Ooh.
Okay.
Really?
No public findings at all. They passed a clear inspection. The claim of the 2016 Vice article made it that the neighbors of the area have never seen kids go inside the daycare.
Mm-hmm.
However, Funtime Kids Care offers its care to a few kids, according to...
Does it now?
Yeah. They are in business.
A few
The times that we've
kids.
Been there, they've only had a few kids, perhaps
mm-hmm.
two.
Mm-hmm. Special.
And they only...
Expensive.
No doubt. To help, I don't know, pay the light bill. Oh, wait. No red flags. There was only two kids there.
Only two kids.
They're in Salt Lake City. It's not like they're in, I don't know, bumfucked Ohio. One look at Google reviews will show users trolling the odd-looking business by posting reviews such as, they consumed my children.
Okay.
Others have posted scary, grainy, low-resolution photos suggesting that the inside is just creepy as the outside.
Mm.
The outside looks pretty shitty, I got to be honest with you. In a world where online reviews can easily sway opinion on businesses and their operation, these jokes may have had a negative side effect on the daycare owner, Jose Celino.
Not a Mormon.
But maybe related to the Alonzo.
That's possible. Mi amigo.
So anyway, yeah, thanks for that, Clint. I might actually post the link to this. Okay, that picture kind of moves.
They consume children.
Oh, wow.
Consume children? I bet they tenderize them with salt.
Okay, you can...
See what I did there?
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
God almighty, that's
and I
clever.
Bet they're... Mormon. Yeah, I'm going to post a link to this fucking article because you can scroll through. There's like four or five pictures here. This place is creepy! What the fuck? If I went into this motherfucker, it's like a compound. If you went in there, it's painted up like Barney's nutsack.
Oh, my God.
You go in there, and there's only two kids. Now you have a thing for dinosaurs.
Well, Barney's got a low sperm count.
Totally just thought of that. You know what chickens are, right?
Hmm.
The only dinosaurs left on the planet.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So no wonder you got a thing for Barney.
Mm.
Anyway,
Jurassic Park.
we're gonna huddle up here and we're gonna have a conversation about the next subject. Mm. We will be right back to tell you what that is. And if you've listened this far and went, they said it would be somewhere not at the end. We fucking lied!
Suckers. Hey, you bunch of perverted motherfuckers. You want to check us out on social media? Then just jump on over to Twitter.
No! No, it's the X, and we don't go there
because
it sucks.
Oh, sorry about that. Anyway, check us out on, Facebook, TikTok, where we're called the TNA Podcast on there.
Roger!
But on Instagram, we are the TNA Pod.
You are such a bitch.
Damn, I got that without even writing it down.
All right, we huddled up, and mm-hmm. we now have the official title for episode 71. Listen up, kids.
Listen closely.
Because we think we will get some submissions and some really, really, really good stuff on this. Are you ready?
Here we go. Right, are you going to count this one down? To
explain? No, no,
no. You're
no,
not going
no,
to do that?
No,
okay,
no,
okay.
No,
right,
no,
right,
no,
right.
no, no,
no. Okay.
Three, two, one. This is going to be episode 71, online dating horror stories. Ta-da.
And someone out there is going, ooh,
check,
I'm going to be a star.
Check. I got news for you, sweetie. You already are. Yeah. So I can spell all this out for you. Here's the synopsis. This is about anything that you've done online. Hey, people, it's 2024. It's happened to a lot of people, but if you have gone on an online dating site, or even if you just, you know, did a little hookup on Facebook
mm-hmm.
or
mm-hmm.
Instafuck or whatever, and things didn't go quite the way they were supposed to, either you didn't get to meet them, winky, 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 or you met them and they were totally not who the fuck they said they were, or... They put a fucking quarter that was actually the size of a, I don't know.
Say what?
A pinhead beside their wiener and went, look how big it is.
Oh, someone talked about his pop can before.
Yes, 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 yes.
It's you still haven't let me borrow that,
it's a Bud
asshole.
Light. It's a Bud Light can.
Oh, Bud Light,
It'll only hold about, I don't know, a quarter of an ounce. But it looks fucking great sitting next to my ginormous wiener. But anyway, we want to hear your stories about online dating and or online fucking, whatever you want to call it. But we want to hear what you have to say.
Bound to
about
be some
that.
Bad shit.
Oh, absolutely. Please. And it got to be funny shit.
So
let's hear it. That will be episode 71. That will be in 2 weeks. If you are listening to this, when this show gets released. If you haven't heard 71 yet, that means we're still wanting you to tell us something. So you can go to our Facebook page, The TNA Podcast on Facebook. Go to our website, thetnapodcast.com. Or you can go up Sam's ass. And if you ever need to, you can go to Salt Lake City where they practice polygamy.
Polygamy.
And you know why?
Why's that?
Because they're
Mormons.
This has been the TNA Podcast. My name is Jason Roach.
My name is Mormon.
And we will catch you down the fucking road.
Mormons.
Happy trails, honkies.
Son of a bitch!